This is Ethically Speaking.
Should we work to make foreign citizens unhappy with their governments?
It depends. Is the unhappiness caused by intent or is it just a side effect?
Let's say it's done on purpose. I'm thinking of the new restrictions on U.S. citizen travel to Cuba, specifically regarding those who have family there. These family visits now are limited to just once every 3 years.
Well, we know that our government doesn't approve of Castro's regime, but why this tactic?
Apparently, the U.S. government believes this will get Cubans angry with the Cuban government and encourage revolution. But this seems like an ethically suspect policy, for it's one thing to oppose a government, but it's another to make their innocent, and in this case, powerless citizens, suffer.
The suffering might be acceptable if it's likely to bring about an end that would ultimately better serve both groups, and if those who suffer volunteer to do so.
By their own assessment, families on both sides of the water feel that they are unjustly singled out and unjustly harmed, so it doesn't sound like they volunteered at all. But let's get back to your other question. Does this tactic, with its unavoidable harms, clearly contribute to the desired end of regime change in Cuba? For if not, then the policy is likely impractical as well as unethical.
It doesn't seem reasonable to believe that these travel restrictions are going to bring about regime change in Cuba any more than the embargo worked. It just makes life more difficult for some number of relatively powerless people. Ethically speaking, that can't be supported.
Are we helping bring about desirable ends? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. There you may read transcripts as well as listen to archived broadcasts.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz. Our music by Eric Hutchins.